If you really want to grow, then unburden yourself of all that has come to you from others. They may have given it in deep love. That is not the point. They may have given it to you because they wanted to help you. That is not the point. Feel grateful to them, but keep yourself unburdened from all the advice given to you, from all the knowledge thrown in you, from all the conditionings that the society has forced you to be in. In the beginning, you will be afraid because it will feel empty. But emptiness has a freshness about it. Emptiness has a beauty about it. Emptiness is virgin, and everything comes out of that virgin emptiness. That womb of emptiness creates everything. Unconditioning is needed. That's what I mean when I say unlearning. Once the mind is unconditioned, things again become pure. The stream of consciousness again flows. It is no more blocked. You are no more frozen. The complexes, by and by, melt. You become a wild energy. And remember, God is wild. God is not yet civilized, and never will be. Once God is civilized, he will be dead. God is wild, raw energy, with tremendous potentiality and no limitations. If you want to move in step with God, you will also have to be like him, a little bit at least, a wild energy. A sheer delight in energy is needed, not knowledge, not character, but a sheer delight in energy, a sheer delight of being, just a celebration that I am here, just the happiness that I can breathe, that I can see, that I can hear, that I can dance, that I can love, just a sheer delight, and a gratitude arises in you. That gratitude is the quality of a religious man. And in that gratitude, by and by, one starts tasting what nirvana is. Nirvana is cessation of the ego. And when the ego ceases, God enters. When the host is no more there, then the guest comes. Be more poetic about life and less philosophic. Every child is born as a poet. Every child is a poet. To be a poet is natural. It is a gift of nature. This is what I mean when I say a sheer delight in energy. Then you simply start praising. Not that there is a God, but a praise arises in you. And because of that praise, everything becomes holy, sacred. God is a byproduct. God is not a primary experience, but a secondary experience. The basic thing is the capacity to pray and praise and to celebrate. Forget all about God. Just feel happy. A tremendous opportunity has been given to you for no reason at all. You are alive. You have not earned it. You have done nothing to get it. It has been showered on you. Suddenly, one day, you are alive, loving, moving, breathing, and all the beauties and the experiences of life are available to you. The sun rises in the morning, the moon in the night, and the whole expanse of sky fills with the stars. praise, pray, feel grateful. The gift is so valuable that you cannot imagine how it can be earned. It is beyond valuation. Can you think, can you imagine something that you can do which will give you more life? How will you do it? What will you do? You cannot create even a single moment of life. It is a gift. And when one starts praising, things become more and more beautiful. Trees become greener. Flowers bloom as they had never bloomed before. Because you were blind and you could not see. And birds sing as they have never sung before. Not that they were not singing, but you were deaf. Be a poet. And then there is the possibility to know what is. God is known by the poetic intelligence within you. Nirvana is attained by the poetic possibility, potential within you. Suddenly, your sensations are open. Suddenly, your senses have become sensitive, receptive, and the whole life becomes a celebration. If you can celebrate this moment, you also will become the same as I am. If you can celebrate this moment, through that celebration you will attain to that which is already attained. You will achieve that which is already achieved. You will come to know your own hidden treasure.